KGRGFM, KGRGFM, HD1, Auburn, also broadcasting on K207AP, Seminole Lake Taft, 89.3 FM. You're listening to The Buzz, and I just took my NyQuil, cold, flu, and Concrud.
What?
Yeah, that's right. Friday, I got a little pre-Concrud because I went to the Tacoma, Tacoma Convention Center last Sunday.
Four.
I went to the Jet City Comic Show. It was fun.
Nice.
Robert Lissardo was my new best friend.
Okay.
We bonded over energy drinks.
Nice.
Team Red Bull all the way.
I wanted to go, but I was too lazy
to tell anyone
I wanted to go.
It was fun, though. met a lot of really cool people. We'll do a recap on that. We also got your word of the week this morning. We got news. We got WTF this morning. Except for that, we got Celebrity Fact or Fiction.
Yeah.
Who knows? We may or may not have to pull some Price is Wrong out of my hat.
Oh, no. Why not story time? Because it's story time. It's story time. It's story time.
Because that's for Fridays.
Yeah, story time is Friday.
Why can't it be every day?
Because it's Fridays.
But why?
Because, I don't know, man. You know what? If you're listening right now, if you want to hear story time or if you want to vote for Price is Wrong, hit us up on Twitter, on Facebook, at TheBuzzKJRG. We'll let you vote this morning.
And if you'd like to donate to our fall pledge drive, feel free to call in.
What can they donate for?
They can donate and get some... What? Stop messing me up. They can donate and get some cool gear like stickers and patches and a messenger bag and t-shirts and hoodies and even a backstage pass to your favorite KGRG FM specialty show. Yeah!
All that and more on 89.9 KGRG FM. We'll be back with your geeky news after Time to Go Home by Chastity Belt. You're listening to The Buzz.
Bye!
Geeky news.
Geeky news. 89.9 KGRG FM, you're listening to The Buzz, and we're going to let you know a lot of cool stuff happens in the world of geeky stuff. Just went to a con this weekend. It was fun. But know what else is cool is our fall pledge drive. That's right, we're in the middle of our fall pledge drive looking to get somebody to help keep the station running because it's all listener supported. So
come on, guys.
College
help
students.
Me out.
We're
all broke college students.
We got cool stuff like the $10 KGRG fan pack. That's where you get a KGRG FM, KGRG 1 sticker pack, KGRG FM patch. That's basically like going to Starbucks once for me, so.
Do it.
I know, you can get stickers. Stickers.
So you can call 253-833-5004 or visit KGRG.com to donate. Just look for those donate here banners.
Yes.
So let's go and get our geeky news. First story I got for us is Young Justice Season 3 is officially confirmed.
Yes!
Ooh, someone is excited.
Yes!
Okay,
I'm gonna cry.
I don't share her enthusiasm, but I am very excited for it because I love Young Justice. And I honestly think that when they canceled it, did you ever hear the reason why they canceled Young Justice?
Yeah.
After season 2?
I don't know what this is.
They canceled it
because the toy line wasn't selling.
Yeah. It had good ratings, but they're like, oh, toys aren't selling. We're going to cancel it. Anyway, Cork, go for it.
Yeah. The Beloved Show ran just for 2 seasons, 46 episodes, which really isn't that long, on Cartoon Network before being canceled in 2013. So it's been like 3 years, and there's still a bunch of like people looking for it to come back. And no, after 3 years, they decided now's as good a time as any.
I'm going to cry.
And Warner Brothers didn't, like Warner Brothers movies coming out also didn't, you know, hurt. So.
Yeah.
No, that makes a difference.
That's really exciting.
Now, if they could just bring back Green Lantern, the animated series, I would really cry.
No, that was a horrible show.
That was amazing.
That was a horrible show.
I cried in the end.
I'm sorry.
Corey, how did you feel about it?
I still watch the movie.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
No.
Like, I'm really sorry about that.
Next news story I got. Mass Effect Andromeda loses class system and adds many other features. I'm not sure if any of you guys played the Mass Effect games, but...
Nope.
For me, really, really big deal. Like... All three games I sat down, like, I took a week of vacation off of my first job that I ever got just to play these three games in a row because it takes
you
that
were
long.
One of those people?
I loved it so much because I had a week off in a row.
I mean, my sisters play it and they love it. So, I mean, this if you're a Mass Effect person, this is obviously a big deal. I've never played Mass Effect. I'm not a huge video gamer. I mean, I have a system at home that occasionally I just turn on and play, but...
I love video games.
My parents didn't love me enough
to let me play.
So, like, honestly, I could probably get away with just giving away my PS3 and I'd be happy with my old PS2. I still have my PS2.
I mean, I'll take your PS3, man.
I'll take your PS3, too.
But the thing about my PS3 that I love so much is when I was in the Army and living in the barracks, that's where I got my Netflix, was
right
through
now.
My PS3.
Right
so...
Though?
Well, Mass Effect Andromeda, you're going to control an arc for the human race. There are four arcs in the game. Each contains 1,000 of each species for means of colonizing a new world, because this game takes place after the original series. In the original series, things don't look so well for technologically advanced species. So I'm super excited for this game.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, I'm super excited.
That sounds awesome.
You end up trying to colonize a new planet and...
So take a week of vacation, is what you're saying.
There you go.
Or at least a few days vacation. Do it either before or after the weekend. That'd be the way to set that up.
If you get weekends.
Like, whatever your weekend is, set it up after that. That way you have just that much longer to play.
I wish I would have had that, like, on my week-long hiatus from life.
And then the last news story I got is... You guys remember the AOL You've Got Mail guy?
Yeah.
You've Got Mail.
He now drives an Uber in Ohio.
What?
That's right. You can think of one of the 90s most iconic voices, and you know what? It would be that guy.
I want that guy to be my Uber
driver. It's still
iconic.
I mean, right? We recognize it anywhere.
I want the paperclip.
Yeah, he is currently driving an Uber in Ohio.
That's tragic.
I want the paperclip.
What happened? Why is he driving an Uber in Ohio? Like, what happened at where he had to do that?
I mean,
everybody,
people got to eat, man.
Well, I know, but obviously he got paid for that. So did he just not get paid much, or did he not take care of his money?
Well, he just didn't make that much money from recorded lines and got the job because his wife worked for the company and happened to work in the broadcasting business. So his wife's a moneymaker here. He's just looking for some extra cash. Could you imagine just like...
She's bringing home the bacon. He's bringing home the bacon bits.
Right?
That's what's happening there.
Could you imagine just getting a phone call from the Uber driver and just, you've got a ride!
Can you not? It would be my response.
Oh, no.
I want the paperclip to come back for Microsoft Word.
I'm just picturing, like, getting, like, an Uber and, like, just Clippy just being in there.
That's your geeky news for this morning. We'll be back with breaking news in 4 minutes after Chemical Prisoner by Falling Reverse. You're listening to The Buzz.
Breaking news.
89.9 KJRGFM. You're listening to The Buzz. It's time for your news. In case you were living under a rock last night or this morning, we had a presidential election.
Yeah.
And I'd just like to say shout out to... Well, first off, this is our first news story. Shout out to one of my favorite candidates from Iowa. One Mr. Nuts. D's Nuts.
I know.
Did you see on Facebook that Van Wolf was like, yo, I'm running for president 2020?
But yeah. Election day 2016. We look back at one of the most memorable candidates of the bunch. An independent from Iowa by the name of D's Nuts shocked us all in August 2015 with relatively high poll numbers. The public policy poll in North Carolina from August 2015 had D's Nuts polling 9% compared to Clinton with 38% and Trump with 40%. Not bad for a high school kid.
No.
That's right, because...
Not bad at all.
D's Nuts was actually 15-year-old Brady Olson.
That's amazing.
Well, and...
Can you imagine, like, if everyone's just like... F it and just
D's Nuts
is sworn in.
Oh, a bunch of people already said F it anyway. Apparently, Harambe got 11,000 votes yesterday.
Oh,
but he did.
But he's dead.
There were a couple other votes that, like, some write-ins.
He
that
will
got,
rule this country from the grave.
He already is ruling this country from the grave.
He really is.
Is it? No, not saying that. No. Mm-mm.
Next news story we got. A UW student creates a device to charge a cell phone with heat stoves.
Okay. Good for him.
Cool. What? I'm listening.
I feel like this could go very badly.
Some University of Washington students had an idea to keep your phone from ever dying again, whether or not you have electricity. Earlier this year, the project was featured on Foster School Business Blog by Charles Trillingham, and he was just part of it. Ryan Aaron took a deep breath, tasting the dusty, kerosene-saturated air of a Maasai village in Kenya, and watched his Jiko power generator charge a Samsung Galaxy phone miles from the nearest electrical grid. Just 2 months prior, he and his team of University of Washington students captured the UW Business Plan competition with a grand prize of $25,000 with a charging device that converts energy from heat stoves into a reasonable power source for electronics.
Hmm.
Oh, good for
him. The creators are trying to get funding from Kickstarter Project. They raised $21,000 of their $50,000 with a... with 26 remaining, and it looks pretty sick. It's got a little handle on it.
Yeah.
It just goes like, so like you have your little gas stove, Mm-hmm. And the device goes between, like, the stove and whatever you're cooking.
Nice.
And then there's a little port, so it's really neat.
Does it have to be a gas stove or, like...
Anything that generates heat.
So, like, if you're camping or something and you have, like, a fire...
Exactly.
I could, like put it on top really of my cool. space heater and use it to charge my phone.
Dope!
That's actually really cool.
Or put it under
did you ever
space
see
heater.
That fake meme? Obviously, there's a bunch of fake memes out there, but the one that says, like, if you put your phone in the microwave for a minute, it'll charge your phone. Do you ever see that meme?
Yep.
Yeah, we had a guy... I knew a guy who fell for that.
No!
Yep. Yep.
Nice.
So this is mildly safer, but yeah, he microwaved his phone. The best part was when he announced it on Facebook that he was waiting on a new phone because he microwaved his old one.
At least he had the pride in himself to admit it.
And the last news story I got, Canadian immigration website crashes after
admittedly
on U.S. election day. Canada's website for citizenship and immigration crashes on U.S. election day as a result. Showed an increasingly tight race between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. The website first went down at approximately 10:30 p.m. According to Is It Down Right Now website, the website has been crashing intermittently all night. Approximately 90 minutes before Canada's immigration citizenship website crashed, CNN began announcing a surge of support for Donald Trump in the major battleground states, including Michigan, Ohio, Wisconsin, and Florida. In fact, a tweet went out from... Because we're Canadian, the Canadian immigration website has crashed. Seriously, hashtag election night.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
I honestly think it would have crashed either way.
It would have.
I do too.
I mean, this honestly. I was this, watching the news coverage before, you know, the votes started coming in and everything. This is the first presidential election where both candidates had a majority of unfavorable opinions.
Like, there's a reason Harambe and Desnes got so many votes.
I know.
Just saying.
Did you guys know that if a third party candidate receives 5% of votes during the election, that they're considered a viable candidate for the next election cycle?
Well, this actually isn't the first time the mass U.S. migration to Canada has happened before. Last time happened during the Vietnam War, when as many as 240,000 Americans fled from the states to avoid the draft during the Vietnam War. Hundreds of U.S. citizens during the Bush era refugees moving to Canada out of the opposition to the 2003 war in Iraq. So, it happens.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I mean, Canada's pretty sweet. I don't know if I'd want to just move there, though. I mean...
Man, they've got Tim Hortons and Mounties. Like, let's go.
Poutine.
Poutine!
Unfortunately for me, I mean, despite what's going on in our government, this is still home. This is still my country. You know,
like,
so
let's go find a moose, guys.
I don't know if I could do
it.
Yeah,
I'll visit, though. I love Canada.
I met a girl from Canada, and I couldn't tell she was from Canada until all of a sudden I could tell that
she
there was...
She said a boot?
No, she said... Well, she said that.
Hey.
And then she also called me mate. All of a sudden. And it had a very Canadian sound to it. And I was like, whoa, you are from Canada. You weren't just kidding.
Mate
it's
is
like
also...
Australian,
British,
English.
Irish. Even, like, Boston.
Yeah.
They say mate and cheers and all that.
Yeah, but it just surprised me because it made her voice sounded a lot different when she said mate as versus normal talking.
Well, that's your news for this morning. We'll be back after Yellow Card, the only one, 89.9 KGRG. You're listening to The Buzz.
Yes, it is that time again. The time where I bring to you facts, fictitious statements. This is a segment on The Buzz where it's your job to tell me if I'm lying or if I'm telling the truth, which is rare. Fact or fiction on The Buzz right now.
89.9 KGRG FM, you're listening to The Buzz. And intern Quinn, she's got a little fact or fiction ready to go.
Hey everyone, this is H. Quinn, and today we're going to find out some wild facts and fictions about one celebrity. And today's celebrity is...
I don't
Donald
know.
Donald Trump.
That's President-elect Donald Trump.
Yeah, President-elect.
Our President-elect, Donald Trump. Congratulations, Mr. Trump, on winning the election. All right.
You sound so enthusiastic.
Yes, congratulations, Mr. Trump, on winning the election.
Let's do the segment.
All right.
Whoa, Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
Easy.
All right. Number one. Donald Trump has never had an alcoholic beverage because His brother was an alcoholic, and Trump vowed never to drink after seeing the damage it did to his brother's life and relationships. Fact or fiction? Now, guys,
I don't know.
I'm going to say fact.
Now, remember, I could be lying about anything in here. It could be the
slightest
detail. I'm
going to say fiction and say he didn't have a brother.
I'm just going to say fiction.
I'm going to say fact. I don't know.
Really? You sure about that?
I mean, why not?
All right. It is a fact.
Suck it, Trebek.
Yes, Donald Trump has never had an alcoholic beverage.
I call BS.
At least that's what he says.
I seriously, yeah, that's what he says. I call BS. Like, my brother could say he never had an alcoholic beverage, but I know he has.
It's straight from the orange's mouth, okay?
There's a difference between not... Drink it in, man. Well, there's just a difference between maybe not drinking. If he says he quit drinking, okay, cool. I believe that. I don't know that he's...
All right.
I'm just saying.
Number two. The British Parliament has actually had a debate and voted onto whether or not to allow Trump into the country, into the UK.
I'll say true.
But I'm not done yet. The UK eventually decided to allow him into the country reluctantly.
I'll still say true. Going with true.
That's an interesting vote.
It is an interesting vote.
That's an interesting thing to vote over.
The fact that the British government felt they needed to vote on whether or not this guy should be allowed in their country.
I don't think that's how that works.
I'm going to say fiction.
I'm also going to say fiction.
Drum roll, please. It's a fact. It is a fact. There was this petition that went up that made its way to Parliament that got over... I think it was 500,000. It says 500,000 signatures, enough to prompt Parliament to actually have a debate and a vote onto whether or not Trump should be allowed in the UK.
Interesting. Wow.
The same thing also happened with Justin Bieber.
Yes. Oh man.
Oh, that's so depressing.
All right, number three. He was sent to military school after his first few years in a private elementary school in New York because he was doing things such as biting his fellow students, not doing his homework. His parents sent him to New York Military School in Queens, and he remained there throughout middle school and high school. Fact or fiction?
I'm going to go last on this one.
All right.
What if I wanted to go last, Corey?
Too bad!
Fine, I'll go first. I'll say fact.
Fact?
I'm going fact.
Are you sure about that?
Yep.
I'm
going
to go fiction.
Are you sure? Cork?
Does that mean you're going
with
what I said? You're also saying fiction?
Saying fact.
Okay. All right. It is fiction.
Okay. Yup.
It is a fiction. He was sent to a military school, but it was after middle school, and he only went there for high school. And it was New York Military School in Queens.
So I believe I have two in a row.
So it was kind
correct?
Of a, it was a mixture of both. Not in a row. You got two right, yeah. Though.
Yes! It's early, man. I don't know what
so it was a mixture
means.
Of both. It just wasn't for as long as you
last
said.
But yeah. Not least, and if you're a wrestling fan out there, you should know this. Donald Trump has been inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame. Fact or fiction?
Fact.
I so want him to become a Mexican wrestler. The greatest thing that would ever happen.
I actually watched the episode when he was on, like, he was on Raw and he did the thing. It is a fact.
I'm going to say fact as well. I can just picture it.
All right. It is fact. It's a fact.
I only know that because Dave posted on Facebook last night about how a guy in the WWE Hall of Fame is now president of the United States.
Yeah.
That's the reason it doesn't surprise me either way.
I figured you guys would get that one, but I wanted to throw it in there.
He actually, like, body slammed Vince McMahon, yep. And he shaved his head on, like, national television.
That's beautiful.
And then something happened with whipped cream. Something happened with that.
Oh, man.
Good times.
Yep.
But if you want more good times, donate to KGRG during our fall pledge drive.
Yes! Get some cool swag.
Well, and on the same note, good times and WWE, we will pose our WWE wrestling figures in wrestling poses for every pledge that we get. Right now, they're just holding a sign saying we'll wrestle for pledges.
I'll
you get
wrestle
stuff
someone.
Like the $40 premium sports pack, which includes the KGRG FM and KGRG1 sticker pack, your KGRG FM patch, and your KGRG messenger bag. Those are brand new.
And Corey's phone number. Just kidding.
Yes.
Whoa.
Just kidding.
Good luck. I answered to no one.
I mean, you text me back.
Hey, guys, if you call and you donate, I will probably thank you. And I will wrestle Tommy J.
I will probably thank you.
Probably.
I could pick you up.
Good odds on that one.
I will wrestle you, Tommy J.
I can pick you up with my little finger.
I will not win, but I will try.
If you're listening to Buzz on KGRG 89.9 FM, you got your word of the week coming up after Hotel Looks.
Yeah!
You're listening to The Buzz on KGRG 89.9 FM. Without further ado, I bring you the word of the week.
I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
That's right, you're listening to KGRG FM, KGRG FM HD1 Auburn, also broadcasting on K207 AP, 70 Lake Taps, 89.3 FM. It's time for your word of the week, and I am the master of this one.
Why don't you ever let me read the top of the hour thing?
Because it's time for the word of the week.
But why?
I'm kidding.
Let's do this.
Yes.
It's coffee nap.
Coffee.
A coffee nap is a nap taken after someone has consumed any amount of caffeine, i.e. coffee, resulting in not sleep but blissful rest.
Shout out to me.
While still mildly conscious.
Hallelujah. Those saved my life.
That's okay. No, I
do
that every day of the show. That's me. I drink the caffeine and then I nap intermittently between segments and like song breaks, and then I just pass out after the show.
Sounds good.
Sounds like the coffee wasn't doing its job.
Well, no, if you do that, then you wake up totally energized. I've done it so many times.
So does going to bed earlier.
Man, I got work.
Some of us don't have time.
You're 16.
Still don't have time.
But I figured we're not the only ones who are feeling this, because I know a lot of students here at Green River College just did their midterms. I heard Mickey did hers like on Monday.
You poor Bab.
I had my midterm last week. And I got 103 out of 100. I got extra credit for having witty answers.
Teacher's pet.
No, he literally said, if you do not know the answer on this, I expect you to Google it. And if you still can't figure out the answer, tell me a joke.
Tacos.
Did you turn it in with an apple?
No, I just wrote some inappropriate language into every question that
Corey
I could.
Corey looks done.
Yeah, Corey's done.
So the other reason I brought this up is because of the Jet City Comic Show, I bonded with Robert Lissardo, who, if you don't know who he is the like bad guy from every movie ever. And he's now my best friend. I have his contact information.
I don't know names, so give me a movie he was bad guy for.
He is generic, like Hispanic evil guy number one in every movie.
That's amazing.
But I went up to his table, I was like, how's it going? Like all nervous and stuff, and like talked to him, got his contact information, and while I was doing that, we bonded over Red Bull.
Did you fangirl?
Nice.
A little bit.
You fangirl.
Because like he's like, I love Red Bull so much, but like
and
it's bad for me.
I like, love you so much.
I love you. You are my lifeblood, sir. I want to be you.
So I will drink the Red Bulls with you.
But what is your caffeine choice? The caffeine source of choice.
Who's going first?
Anything that's within reach.
That's terrifying.
My caffeine of choice is the Diet Nosses, the zero-calorie sugar-free ones.
Okay, the purple Noss, it tastes like grape soda.
It's so good.
Like, somebody, listener people, bring me one of those.
Yes, someone get me a sugar-free Noss, too, please. I'm very tired.
What's the point of doing sugar-free?
It tastes better.
We should get her some sugar-free gummy bears.
Yes! I've been wanting to try those.
Tommy, what about you?
I actually, believe it or not, I tend to avoid caffeine.
What?
I need to be really, really lethargic to drink caffeine.
Huh.
When I do, it's usually a small coffee. I don't get like the giant.
I'm not a coffee person.
I don't get like the giant Venti, you know, can't pronounce the name of it, anything like that. It's usually, I'll get like a small mocha.
Really? Okay.
Or a small black and white. Usually, if I'm not in a position to get coffee and it's an energy drink, I'll drink a Rockstar, but that'll have me buzz for like 6 hours.
Yeah, for me, my favorite coffee drink of choice is a 24-ounce drip coffee with 3 shots of espresso.
Holy crap.
With 3 shots of espresso.
That weighs more than you do.
I was just going to say that.
Thursday recently picked up a French press online.
But
and
I
like
know.
Every morning for the last week and a half now, like I'll wake up and just like, I made coffee for you. He's like,
girl,
I didn't
fancy,
ask for this.
But you got it.
Well, geez, like
my old roommate worked at Starbucks, so he had like our kitchen was like just another Starbucks location, but like we didn't have to pay for it.
Well,
it
Thursday's
was great.
Been using me as a guinea pig.
Nice.
Because she's still trying to figure out how it works.
Thursday, you can
it's
send Corey with coffee for me, and I will also be a guinea pig.
I make my coffee with a French press. I could totally teach her how to do it.
It's cool.
Also, but I'm not done with my ideal caffeinated beverage.
I like plunger coffee.
I think you said enough. 24
ounces. 24 ounces of drip coffee with 3 to 4 shots of espresso, depending on how tired I am. And then a pump of sugar-free hazelnut, sugar-free caramel, sugar-free vanilla, blended and put over ice.
Holy and crap. Clearly, she's drank one of those this morning.
I actually haven't.
Let me get another Ric Flair.
Oh, God.
They call that a Floridian bath salt. And afterwards, I feel like you should eat, like be eating faces or something. God.
That actually explains a lot with her energy levels. That explains a lot.
Do it! Just do it!
I'm terrified.
I can't stop laughing.
I'm scared. Yeah,
I'm just going to shut the door of the Proud Room and never come out.
I'm extremely sleep deprived.
That's your word of the week this morning.
9 o'clock.
Coffee
gonna,
nap.
9 o'clock's going to roll around. Danica's going to peek out and be like, is she gone yet?
Bye, guys.
I'm gonna be asleep.
We'll be back after Welcome Home by Coheed and Cambria, 89.9 KJRG. You're listening to The Buzz.
Bye.
Thank you. Now, the time has come for us to embark on a quest into the great unknown. We shall scavenge the internet depths and discover its obscure trinkets and knickknacks and attempt to guess their worth.
Yeah!
Prepare your ears for...
The price is wrong, bitch.
Okay!
Contestants, come on down.
89.9 KJRG FM, you're listening to The Buzz, and we're going to play a little game that we like to call The Price is Wrong. We got a couple items in their showcase here, and my lovely contestants got to figure out the prices of it. No. Closest, without going over, wins the round.
Yes.
So, first item... We have the foldable bike helmet. That's right.
What?
Lugging around the bike helmet can be a pain, especially when you're biking around the city. The Fend bike helmet is here to save the day. With its foldable design, just cruise around town, easily collapsible helmet in your backpack or purse, and you'll no longer have to worry about stealing your bike helmet or lugging around all day.
But what's the point? How can it keep you safe? It'll just collapse.
It folds side to side. So
will it collapse on my skull? I'm kidding.
It might.
That's not very useful if I get in a bike accident with an automobile.
Fair enough. So, Quinn, how much do you think it is?
I'm thinking it's going to be pricey, so I'm going to say around $50.
$50, okay. Danica?
I'm going to say $55.
$55? Well, for a certain sum, you can get your very own foldable bike helmet. To make sure that you can just sort of pack it around in your backpack or your purse so you don't have to carry, like, leave it on your bike for $99.
What?
That's a pricey, like,
I thought it was going to be, like, close to 100, but I didn't want to go that far up just in case, you know?
Yeah, that seems legit. Good job, Danica.
Too legit.
Second item we got. Any Scrabble fans in the room?
Yes!
Scrabble's fun.
Scrabble,
only played it in French, though.
I absolutely hate it.
I was the boss of that in elementary school.
I was the boss at French Scrabble.
Nice.
Well, how about a giant Scrabble game? Because if you're sick of losing those tiny Scrabble pieces, maybe the giant version of Scrabble is for you. Great for playing at home or even a fun day outside during a picnic. With 2.5-inch letter pieces, you'll never lose any of them again.
Every time I think of Scrabble, I think of the episode of Friends where Marcel eats the tiles to spell out monkey.
Aww.
Great job.
Like, I'm not the biggest Scrabble fan, but maybe I'll be a fan of Big Scrabble. I don't know.
I would still lose the pieces.
So, Danica, how much do you think a giant Scrabble board and giant Scrabble pieces is going to run you?
I'm going to go big. I'm going to go, like, at least 100.
At least 100? So, yeah. 100 exactly, or?
Sure.
Okie dokie.
I'm going to go 154. And 98 cents.
What? And 98 cents.
You both went way over.
Oh, well, let me guess, it was more around the 50.
I feel like
you both went way
stuff
over.
Is like really expensive.
So we'll get a couple more guesses because you both lost.
Okay, what about
$1. I'm just kidding.
$54.
You can go
$1
for $1.
$58.
$1.
Stop messing me up. $54.98.
$1.
For a certain sum, you can get very own giant Scrabble board for $59.99, running up to $60. Entry point got this one.
Yes. $54.98. That always bugged me how it was never, not every price is rounded up or rounded down. It bugs me how it'll be like, this package of gum is 12 cents. I'm like, can you just make it 10 or can you make it 15?
Yeah, like, don't make me do extra math.
Exactly.
All right, and then we got our showcase here since it's all tied up.
Okay.
Super excited about this one because this is all items you're going to use when you get turnt.
Oh!
First, we have the unspillable pint glass.
What?
That's right. Are you parents of mischievous child that's always running around and playing around in your kitchen?
Sippy
and their
cup.
Game often ends with a lot of liquor cup. On the floor. Maybe you're just a left-handed college student who's always spilling beer on the frat house carpet. Don't worry, there's a solution for your problem. It's called the muddy pint glass. These glasses are actually made up of plastics that are made up by smart grip technology, which allows you to easily grip and pick up your glass, but at the same time, the grip allows it to grip to the table and avoid anyone bumping at your glass over.
Nice.
So you. There's a little gif of somebody like pushing it and it's not spilling over. It's actually pretty slick. Next time we got in the showcase is the baby beer bottle, because if you're getting turnt, your baby's got to get turnt too, right?
I'm sorry.
Yeah. You can chill out with your baby with this beer bottle themed baby bottle. It's for milk only, but it looks like a beer bottle.
What?
A great way to get a laugh out of your friends at the next 1 year old birthday party as your baby chugs down these little lagers.
It's adorable. Excuse me. That's a great way to get me to scream at you for bad parenting.
Well, it's still used for baby formula or milk or whatever. It looks like a beer bottle.
What's the point? It's like making your child look like a burrito. I might mistake it for an actual burrito in hunger, and then what could happen?
Please don't drink babies.
What is the thing again? I'm like,
It's the unspillable pint glass and a baby bottle that looks like a beer bottle.
And the last item we got is the USA beer cap map, because who doesn't like to enjoy a beer every night, right? Why not collect those bottle caps and put them on this beer map with the city of origin, perfect for the frat house or even the home of a beer enthusiast. So like every time you drink a beer, you put the beer bottle cap where the beer came from.
Like that like quarters map for nerds, but
exactly
like
the quarters map for nerds.
Alright.
So, Quinn, since you won the last one, you get to go first. You have the USA beer cap map, the baby beer bottle, and the unspillable pint glass.
$200?
$200, okay.
And 98 cents?
$201.
No, it's 98 specifically.
$50.
$50? Well, for a certain sum, you can get your very own unspillable pint glass, and get your baby beer bottle, because your baby's got to get turned up too. And the USA beer bottle map, because while you're drinking, you gotta make sure you collect that stuff for $115.
Cool.
Hey, I won!
No, you lost.
Didn't.
You
oh,
went
I
over.
Lost. I went. You were over by like $100, man. Or like
no, I said $100.98.
You said 200.
I said 200?
Yes.
You said 200,
oh, good
friend.
Lord.
I was like, why are you cheering? I mean, thank you, but...
Good job.
The price isn't wrong on any of these awesome KGRG stuff that you can get for donating to the Fall Pledge Drive by calling 253-833-5004 or donating on KGRG.com. You can get really awesome stuff like our KGRG tea pack. Doesn't include tea, but you do get a sweet t-shirt. You also get a KGRG FM and KGRG 1 sticker and the KGRG FM patch that you can put on like your punk rock jacket. All that for $25.
It's a steal, man.
We'll be back with the news after a little Blink-182 89.9 KGRG. You listen to the buzz.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. This hour's news is brought to you by the KGRG FM Fall 2016 Pledge Drive, where you can win awesome stuff by donating, like stickers, listener t-shirts, messenger bags, or even a backstage pass to your favorite KGRG specialty show. That's pretty cool.
I know,
it's
right?
It's lit, family.
And everyone knows it's the Buzz, so win a backstage pass to come on the Buzz, because we're obviously everybody's favorite show all the time, right?
Yeah, and bring food.
Yes, bring us donuts. You can't come in without donuts. It's backstage pass, but you have to bring donuts.
Yes!
Exactly. All right, everybody, I got some awesome news stories for you today, and starting off, Chris Hemsworth was attacked by a wild dog on a beach run. The Hunka Hunka Burnin' Love was running topless on the beach.
Same.
Went out of nowhere, a wild dog just ran up, tackled him, and took a good chunk out of his leg.
Oh.
But the actor is expected to make a full recovery, and in a tweet he said, in the words of a famous man, "I'll be back." All right, this is a very personal story for me. Prince Harry, yes, the Prince Harry, has a girlfriend. Her name is Meghan Markle from California.
Why is this personal?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I'm obsessed with the royal family, and I wanted to be a princess for my entire life, and it never happened.
Oh.
And I'm mad because now Prince Harry is taken. Yeah.
She don't got a ring on it.
No, he didn't put a ring on it. She is a paralegal and an actress in the pair met in Canada. I know. Right. Welcome to Canada.
Oh my God.
However, the royal, palace has issued a statement on their Twitter page requesting for the continued harassment of Meghan to end. She's being harassed by several people for not being a well-off British girl from an upper-class family.
Bitches be crazy.
Yeah.
Like, have you not seen The Princess Diaries, too?
Exactly. All right.
This isn't Genovia, though.
I know.
Genovia.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you know the song?
The land I call my own.
I want some pears now.
Yep. All right, something... Something absolutely adorable. A dog gives his mailman a hug every day when the mailman comes to deliver the mail.
That's the cutest thing I've ever. If you don't train Emmett to do that,
it's a German shepherd. And the German shepherd jumps up and hugs the mailman every day because he's so happy to see him. Also, a zoo is going to be streaming red pandas all day long. They're doing a live stream, and you can go to Firefox's Facebook page to watch starting at 10 a.m.
Like Firefox, like the browser?
Yeah, Firefox browser, because their browser thing is a red panda.
Is that a fox?
No, it's a red panda.
Fire panda.
Fire panda. Didn't really read so well in the focus groups. For your sports, the Seahawks.
I would use that browser.
Yep. For your sports, the Seahawks won on Monday. They're now first in the division, and they'll take on the yes, and they're set to take on the Patriots on Sunday night. For your weather today, there is a high of 52, a low of 46, a 10% chance of rain. Traffic up in north and south on the 167 is awful as always. On State Road 520 eastbound, just east of Montlake Boulevard, there is a disabled vehicle blocking the right lane. The I-5 southbound on-ramp from Mercer Street on the left lane is closed. And from November 8th to November 11th, flammable cargo will be prohibited from traveling in both directions of I-90 inside Mount Baker and Mercer Island lid tunnels from 5 a.m. Tuesday to 5 p.m. Friday.
All right.
Because we don't want any flaming things in tunnels.
I don't know how you even check for that, but okay.
During that very specific time slot. The rest of the time, it's fine.
Get
apparently.
Lit.
Apparently. Yep. All right, everybody. That's H. Quinn with your news. I'll be back tomorrow, I think. And Friday, I think again.
All right.
So listen for my obnoxious giggling. Peace out, world. Hit us up on Twitter. Hit us up on Instagram. And please call in and donate to our fall pledge drive. We want to be able to keep the lights on.
That's your news for this hour. We'll be back after Beartooth, 89.9 KGRG.
Bye.
Listen to the Buzz.
You're listening to KGRG 89.9 FM, today's rock. Now it's time to sit back, relax, and crack open a six-pack with the Buzz.
Six-pack. 89.9 KGRG FM, you're listening to the Buzz. It's time for our six-pack, our top six list of things that are awesome Sometimes not so awesome, and Danica's got this one this morning.
Yeah.
So, Danica, what is?
So, it's shocking crimes committed by children. I can't stop laughing. That's terrible.
That's adorable.
Oh, no. Oh, it's not going to be very adorable in a minute.
Like, are these bad?
Yeah.
Like, murder bad?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's do number six, then.
Number six, bank robber.
How is that bad?
A bank was robbed in Peoria after a 13-year-old boy accused of robbing a bank in Illinois with a handgun, threatening their lives and asking for money. He made off with a sealed bag of cold, hard cash until it exploded, covering him in red dye. The boy was nabbed a few blocks away, scared and clutching the red dye-filled money bag. There were no reports about the child having money problems, but several people blamed it on video games.
How does this kid have money problems?
Video games, man.
I mean, I get that, like...
Mom took away my allowance, so I gotta steal my dad's gun and go rob a bank.
I get that, like, video game places, when you, like, trade games in for store credit, they sort of bend you over, but
they
still,
really
damn. I've never been, like, that desperate for a game.
Yeah.
Yeesh.
So, number five, this is where it gets real. Sacrificed in the name of the cult.
Any particular cult, or just the cult of whatever we feel like?
Alright, well, I'll get into that. Roderick Farrell, 16, loved the hit game Vampire Masquerade so much that he created his own vampire cult. After receiving a call from his ex-girlfriend, he decided to induct her into the clan and travel to Florida with a few of his cult members to meet her. And at some point, he decided to do a brutal double murder and had the female members of his cult... Sorry, this is worded weird. There's, like, a... They, like, brutally murdered, like, two people, like, in the name of a cult, and had the female members of his cult inducted into the ceremony while he went to do the deed. This guy, like, Richard, like, Wendorf, he beat him to death with a crowbar, and he stabbed his wife, Naoma, to death as well. And once he was done, he spent some time burning a V into Richard's chest before leaving.
Holy crap!
Yeah.
Like, and this is all a cult based off of a video game.
A vampire video game.
Whoa.
Yeah.
There are video games based off of Satan. Like, actual Satan, but you decide to, like, go for vampires instead?
I mean...
I am judging you, sir, and your choice of, like...
I really am, too.
...things to base your cult off of. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You got number four?
Yeah. Brutally murdering stepmom and baby. That's a lot of murdery ones today. Jordan Brown, 12 years old, from Pennsylvania, was charged with murdering his stepmother when she was 8 months pregnant. The police discovered that the boy was jealous of the time that his father spent with her and her two children. Kenzie Huck, the stepmom, was in her farmhouse when Jordan approached with a 20-gauge shotgun, and he shot and killed her and the baby execution style. Although the father was blamed for his son's behavior, but when it comes down to the crime, it was Jordan who planned to kill Kenzie and her baby for nothing more than a little bit of attention. So,
I don't know if I feel bad for that kid or not.
I don't know. It's sad either way.
Right? Like, I've had a couple of stepmoms, not gonna lie.
Yeah.
So, I get it, like, especially when I was younger, it always sucked getting a new stepmom, but I never felt that much of in the lashing out. I don't know.
Yeah.
That makes me sad.
That's a lot.
That is numbers 6, 5, and 4 of your top six list of, crimes committed by children. These are super,
shocking.
Like, shocking murdery types.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. We got numbers 3, 2, and 1 after Carsick by Deschel. You'll listen to The Buzz.
And now, back to the six pack.
89.9 KGRG FM, KGRG FM HD1 Auburn, also broadcasting on K207 AP, Summer Lake Taps, 89.3 FM. You're listening to The Buzz. We're in the middle of our six pack, top six things are awesome, sometimes not so awesome.
Hi.
This morning, a little creepy.
Yeah.
Woo!
I
like my third one.
We've got bank robbers, people being sacrificed in the name of vampire cults, and murdering your stepmom and your baby brother, sister, whatever that was.
Babies, you know, growing up a little too quickly.
Oh, this next one's sad.
What is number three, Danica?
So number three, it's a school shooting.
Jeez.
Kayla Rowland was shot to death by a six-year-old boy at Buell? It's a terrible school name. Buell Elementary School near Detroit. Her first grade classmate came to school with a handgun and showed it to his friends before spinning around and shooting Kayla in the neck. She was rushed to the hospital but died soon after arriving, and there's no motive for the shooting other than that the boy wanted to impress his friends with the weapon that he had stolen from his father. The school acknowledged that a few kids had brought guns to school in the past, but expressed shock and dismay at the shooting. Like, how?
I couldn't even bring Pokemon cards to school without getting, like, caught and or in trouble.
My brother had this, he got, like, suspended twice in school. Once he brought, like, a switchblade, like, comb. Like, it just opened like a switchblade, but it was a comb. He got suspended for that because it opened like a knife. And then he brought a G.I. Joe doll to school once, and he didn't even have, like, the gun or anything with it. It was just the doll. And they were like, that doll comes with the guns, and that's inappropriate. So he got suspended for that, too.
Dude, my stepsister had a sweatshirt with a bomb on it, and it said Bam Bam. She got suspended for that. And, like, now you got kids in, like, Detroit bringing guns to school?
That's
who's allowing these things?
Stupid. Stupid.
Hopefully number two isn't stupid.
Oh, I don't like number two. Oh my gosh. So, this is child rapes and murders. Ugh. So, Sam Manzi, 15, was a deeply disturbed boy, and his parents knew it. They took him to therapy, but the psychologist proclaimed that there was nothing wrong with him, and a few days later, Sam was alone at home. When Eddie Werner, 11, knocked on his front door, Eddie was trying to get money together for his school, and once he was inside, Sam raped the 11-year-old and then strangled him to death. He later dragged the boy's body outside and hid it from his parents. Sam had been a victim of child abuse when he was younger from a family friend. Like, shout out to that psychologist.
Okay. So
did not do their job.
A little PSA. So here at Green River College, we have something we like to call the Red Flag Program.
Right.
And if somebody is, like, behaving abnormally or acting out or showing signs that, you know, they're not quite right in the head.
Quinn, you're not behaving abnormally. You're drinking hot chocolate.
You can, you know, report anonymously to this Red Flag Program, and they will go out, like, outreach this person and make sure they're okay.
Yeah.
If you're at a job and this happens, most workplaces, at least corporate workplaces, have, like, a similar program or something. Use those programs if you see somebody acting out. Same thing if you're at school, man. If you see this kid who's like, yeah, he might be creepy or whatever, but like, he's real creepy or you're getting some bad vibes or something, reach out, because like, that's when you get this sort of thing that happens. It's not good.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and do number one.
I killed my father. So, Rachel Booth, 13, lived with her mother and father for many years until one day they split up and the family was divided. After many custody battles, she was sent to live with her father, Michael Booth, who then proceeded to sexually abuse her on a daily basis. Gross. And eventually, in despair, Rachel decided to murder him. She waited until the early hours of the morning, loaded her father's 12-gauge shotgun, pointed it directly at his face, and blew it off. This kind of crime is accepted as abuse retaliation, so Rachel didn't spend any time in jail for it. So makes you think if Janie's got a gun.
Yikes.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say other than if you see stuff happening, please report it.
Yeah.
Like, even if you're wrong, the consequences of being wrong, if there are any,
are not as great as the consequences that you were right.
That might incur if you were right, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if you're wrong, there might be a little backlash. Most of the time, they typically do these investigations anonymously. So, you're typically okay, and typically the people involved are okay. If you're right, you probably just saved a life, if not a couple.
I need to find happier six packs.
Please do.
Okay.
In the meantime, we'll be back after Knucklepuck 89.9 KJRG. You're listening to The Buzz in the middle of our fall pledge drive.
Yes.
89.9 KJRG FM. That was Don't Want to Know by To the Wind. And, you know, I don't want to know what's going to happen if people don't donate to the KJRG Fall Plug Drive. I know they tell you it's not good.
Yeah.
Not good, Danica. But if you do donate, you can write it off as a tax write-off on your tax returns. That's coming up soon.
Super soon.
Dude, you can get lit and, like, spend your tax return on a bunch of liquor or whatever you do to get turned.
Yeah.
I don't judge. But you also didn't get cool stuff like the KGRG grab bag, which includes your stickers, your patches, your listener tee, and your messenger bag. Perfect for storing all your, like, party supplies in. I can only assume. I don't know, man. But I wanted to talk a bit about the Jet City Comic Show that happened last Saturday and Sunday at the Tacoma Convention Center, because that was a lot of fun.
I'm so bummed that I missed it.
You should be, because like I said, Robert Lozardo and I are now like best friends.
It wasn't my fault.
And I got to meet Allie from Allie and AJ. And yeah. I think the coolest part, though, besides like Robert Lozardo's like panel that he did,
He's
a really intense dude. And I guess like he started off doing comedy before he started doing action movies, which I found just crazy as all hell. But his panel is all about like, yo, if you're going to be you, or if someone's going to typecast you as a thing, you do you and you be that person, but, like, find some way to justify it. Like, in particular, like, he's always the bad guy, so he's just like, you know what? Maybe I'm a bad guy because my family needs help. Maybe I'm a bad guy because, you know what? Life is hard. People are always rooting for an underdog, so his panel in particular, that was one
that's cool, though.
Like, sitting there and listening to him talk was really intense. It was a really, like, really good, heartfelt, like, panel.
I wanted to go so bad. I was so sad that I wasn't able to. Because I was like, I was really looking forward to it. I requested the days off work. And then things happened, man.
I ran into Mike on Sunday and we had some fun. We had to shoot some stormtroopers.
Nice.
We had to do some virtual reality and play this like virtual reality bird game, and you had to flap your arms. That was my first time doing virtual reality. I was messed up for a good, like, 5 minutes afterwards. Like, I was still walking around, and, like, to move forward in the game, you had to flap your arms. So I was like, I had my arms out, and was like, I gotta go, man. I gotta go. Flap harder.
Oh, man.
But my favorite part about the show was meeting all the different artists. You had so many different people with so many different unique talents. It was insane how much talent was in that room. Everybody from just artists and people who like to draw things to people who just write stories and everything in between. It was great. There was everything from this guy who had a write your own adventure book. Except it was...
Oh, that's fun.
It was like adult themed ones.
Oh.
Yeah.
So
you could choose, like, there was one where you're a family of T-Rexes and you had to choose whether or not you had to eat people. Or there's a one you can download for your phone where you have to decide whether or not you as a robot want to destroy the human race.
I mean, yes.
It gets super brutal. It's great. Yes. You also have just very cynical comics. Like, shout out to those guys. I forgot their names, and we'll probably be talking with them soon. They had the most creative business card ever. It was just, like, shaped like a little square. It looked like a condom wrapper.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it caught my eye. Shout out to those guys. But the biggest thing I can bring out of Jet City is there's so many cool and creative things happening locally that if you're doing something cool, like if you're drawing, keep drawing. There are people out there locally just like you. They're in the same spot. They might be a little further along, but everybody has to start in the same spot. I wouldn't be surprised if somewhere in that room somebody made it in the comic book industry, or even like in the podcasting industry. There are also people who are podcasting. Tons of really cool cosplayers. Yeah, it's insane. I got a lot of business cards. We're going to be talking to a lot of people, so stay tuned for that. I think the second coolest thing I saw was there's another comic book artist.
Mm-hmm.
So we created his comic book. Him and his girlfriend like did the artwork, wrote the story. You can get their entire comic book on a flash drive shaped like a business card.
That's really cool.
And they also had one of their friends create an album for that comic book, like a soundtrack for it. So nice. The soundtrack comes on the USB drive, and while you're reading the comic, you get to listen to the soundtrack.
That's
super
really cool,
impressive.
Actually.
Right?
Yeah.
So if you win, hit us up on Twitter, at TheBuzzKJG, on Facebook. Let us know your Jet City comic book stories, because like I said, my favorite part was talking to the artists. Maybe your favorite part was the cosplayers. Maybe you had a favorite panel. Let us know at TheBuzzKJG. And tag Jet City in there, because I know we sent some people. This is Buzz on 89.9 KJRG. Your news coming up next after a lot of dispute.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Breaking news.
Hey, the SARS news is brought to you by the KJRG Pledge Drive.
What up? If you want to donate, call us at 253-833-5004 or visit KJRG.com. That's KJRG.com. Click one of those donate banners. Get some lit stuff, fam.
Yeah.
It hyphy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. But it's time for your news. Go ahead and take it away.
Hi, this is Sierra here with KJRG's 830 News. Yesterday in Seattle, Police Department was excited to open two new crime investigation rooms, particularly for assault victims. The department partnered with IKEA and designers to make the rooms more friendly and inviting for these victims while they explain their difficult stories.
Oh.
On Monday, Seattle started an initiative that'll lower all city speed limits by 5 miles per hour. The speed reduction starts this week and is thought to bring the city closer to its Vision Zero initiative to end all traffic deaths by 2030. The Seahawks beat the Bills 31-25 on Monday night. However, when Richard Sherman made contact with the Bills kicker Dan Carpenter while he attempted to make a 53-yard field goal, the officials didn't call him on unnecessary roughness, and that upset many NFL fans.
Yeah, I guess the kicker's wife came out and said that Richard Sherman needs to be castrated?
Yeah, they seem pretty angry.
Yeah, a little bit.
As for weather, today there will be a high of 61 with showers in the morning, then partially sunny through the afternoon, and tomorrow we'll be looking at a high of 60 with fog in the morning and sunny through the rest of the day. As for traffic, we're experiencing the normal slowdowns on northbound I-5 and 167 from about Tacoma on. Renton S-curves leading into 405 very slow in both directions as usual. Up north past Seattle in Bellevue, both I-5 and 405 are clearing up northbound, but remain slow going southbound. That's it for your 830 News update at KGRG.
Thank you so much. If you want to keep the news rolling here at KGRG, donate. You can get cool stuff.
Yeah,
man, you can get your sweet sweatshirt on. Swag. So call 253-833-5004, ask your DJ how you can donate, or visit KGRG.com. Where we'll take your credit card information.
Yeah, do that.
You're listening to Buzz. We'll be back after Billy Talent. State champs on 89.9 KGRG. You're listening to the Buzz.
Yeah.
Yeah, we gotta get out of here and start our Creed cover band now.
Yes.
Danica and myself and Quinn, not the intern Quinn, but Quinn 1, Quinn Prime.
And Optimus Quinn Prime.
And Andrea from KJRG1, we're all going to start a Creed cover band, except...
We're not going to do Creed songs, no.
We're going to cover, like, Katy Perry and Taylor Swift and, I guess, Celine Dion and Cher.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Is my mic on? Like,
yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Did you call me Quinn Prime?
Optimus Quinn Prime.
Quintimus Prime?
Quintimus Prime!
I'm out.
I'm sorry, I love you.
She just dropped the mic. I love you too. So we gotta practice for our Creed cover band, except for not Creed. You ready?
Yes.
Sirline, farewell.
That's not Creed, but I wasn't ready.
Erwiedersing, goodbye.
Goodbye.
What was happening? We gotta get out of here. I'm sorry for anybody listening right now. Jeez, I don't know what's going on, but this has been The Buzz on 89.9 KJRG FM. If you want to listen to this show or any of our past shows, visit KJRG.com or download the official KJRG app. We got all of our cool stuff on there. If you visit the brand new KJRG.com, we also got blogs, we got pictures of stuff, we got news and stuff. We might have more videos of us singing Creed songs. Who knows?
Yes.
Go visit, and while you're there, donate to our KJRG Fall Pledge Drive where you can get cool stuff like our fan pack where you get stickers and a patch, or you can get the ultimate KJRG FM listener experience and, like, hang out with us and stuff.
Sing Creed songs. Or sing songs like Creed.
Man, it'll be lit, family.
Yes.
Until tomorrow morning, bright and early, 6 a.m. on 89.9 KGRG FM. This has been The Buzz. We're going to leave it with some Bayside.